Through the Acts of the Apostles, the first reading, we are seeing that the church does as Jesus has done. How many times in the gospel do we see Jesus going off to pray, fasting, in order to know what his Father wants him to do, what he wants him to say? Jesus spends an awful lot of time with his Father in prayer. We see that revealed in the gospel text today when Jesus says, I don't speak my own words, I speak the words of the Father who has given to me. If you see me, you see the Father. If you see the actions that I do, you see the actions of my Father. Jesus doesn't do any of this alone. He does as the Father has instructed him. They are one. He doesn't do one thing and his Father want him to do another. That's absurd. They're seemingly of one heart about all of these things. We see that the church is doing this as well, taking time to pray and to fast. You know, it's probably not how we would do it amongst, you know, these groups and things and stuff today. What would we do? Well, we would have an election. We would nominate people. Do I give a second for that nomination? Yes. Okay, well, I put these people together. Well, let's have a banquet rather than a fasting. Let's have a banquet and let's have an election and let's do a big old thing. Let's spend, you know, and then once we figure out who gets enough votes, then we send them on their way. The church fasts and prays, discerns, proclaims, and sends. So a sign of the church as being church is that it imitates what Jesus did and the manner with which he did it. You see in the gospel text, Jesus says several other things about himself. I came into the world as light. Do we understand the value of light? You know, when you're in the darkness, you understand the value of light even more. There's a song, someone sent me a bunch of songs and I was listening to one and it's like, yeah, it's like, you know, write these words in the daytime, but they're gonna mean more to you in the night. So while I wrote them in the day, read them during the night. Light shining in the darkness means so much more than that same light shining in the middle of the day. Jesus says, I came into the world not to condemn the world. We have to understand what he says clearly because people can take that to say, see, Jesus doesn't condemn anyone. And in fact, he doesn't. But it's as if, you know, he shows up in a lifeboat, pulls up next to a big, you know, cruise ship, and the cruise ship is sinking. Right? He didn't have to come in and get on the board of the cruise ship and say, hey, the cruise ship is sinking. Right? He doesn't have to sink the cruise ship because the cruise ship is already sinking. What he speaks, what he invites is to step out of that into the lifeboat, into salvation. He doesn't have to condemn anyone. Everyone's condemned. This boat's going down. And I didn't have to say that or make it so for it to be so. Makes it very clear. He's come to offer in the gift of himself in the speaking the means for salvation, the means of life. That we may walk in light and not in darkness. I was in here in the church the other night. The photographer was here to take photos of the new triptychs. And they wanted to wait till after sunset so that they would just get whatever light was here and it would be uniform, the light and all of that, and wouldn't get any odd glares or things. And so after the photographer spent about half an hour taking photos and things and moving ladders. And he goes, Father, is there anything else you'd like photos of, like professional photos? I'm like, oh, yes, I would like a photo of, I'm like, darn. He goes, "What?" I said, "It's dark outside. You can't see the stained glass. It looks black. I want a picture of the resurrection so that the parish can have an Easter card that it can send out to people, the resurrection from our stained glass window. I would also like a picture of the Nativity there, Mary and Jesus. It's a really beautiful little image there, so that the parish would have a Christmas card to send out." My brothers and sisters, those windows in the absence of light simply look black. And for us, Jesus came into the world to reveal something so much greater that can only be seen by his light. Jesus came into the world to speak life and light and truth and to reveal what cannot be revealed without him. Lastly, Jesus says that just the promise and the recognition, the invitation for us to be in communion with him as he is with the Father. To understand what we are invited into, this communion of life and love. I was saying to someone earlier, it's kind of a conclusion point. It's kind of been all over the place today, I recognize, but the sense of knowing who we are. We often will compare ourselves with others. We'll often compare ourselves in order to try and know ourselves. But if we are honest, if we compare ourselves with others, all we come to know about ourselves is what we are not. You understand that? I'm like that, but I'm not that. So we grow and we learn about what we are not, but not truly who we are. Jesus comes in to speak truth and light into our world, that the truth of what we are might be revealed and seen. It is for us a gift to be received, a gift to be integrated into our being, a gift to be clung to, that we might operate in the truth and be set free. Amen.